Hi, it's producer Chris from The Bugle here. Did you know that I have a new series of my podcast, Richie Firth Travel Hacker, out now? It's the show where Richie Firth and I talk about how to make travel better in our very special way. In this series, we discuss Lime Bikes, Teslas, the London Overground, and a whole bunch of other random stuff that possibly involves wheels or tracks or engines of some variety. God, what a hot sell this is. I mean, you must be so excited. Listen now.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
The Bugle presents The Last Post with Alice Fraser.
Hello, posters, and welcome to The Last Post, the final word in this, the most final of worlds. Today's episode marks the 26th of June of the year 2020. On this day in 1963, US President John F. Kennedy gave his famous Ich bin ein Berliner speech, intended to mean I am a Berliner, as in a Berlin citizen, but it may actually mean I am a donut, I am a sausage, or I am Charlie Hebdo. In 1979, on this date, Moonraker, the 11th James Bond film starring Roger Moore, premiered in London. In memoriam of that occasion, a new cut of all previous Bond films will be released, showing Bond's inner monologue as full of self-doubt and recrimination. Like, Bond, James Bond. First name first, James. Second name second. Ah, oh, you idiot. Why don't you try a new drink once in a while? That was really disrespectful to that lady. Why would you say that? You have a bad relationship with your mother. Or, who makes a pun over the corpse of a defeated enemy? He probably had a family. James Bond. Your guest today on the podcast is tech billionaire and entrepreneur Josh Gondelman. How are you doing, Josh?
I'm doing great. You know, for years in the 90s, I supplied James Bond with his tech gadgets.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty amazing.
You know the watch with lasers in it?
Yeah.
That wasn't me, but we did create a knockoff that we sold to Saudi Arabia.
Coming up today, we'll be talking all the latest in US libertarian news with Josh Gondelman, but first, some headlines of stories that we won't have time for. In the news today, a new vigilante group has emerged in London called the Statue Defenders. They are a group of, let's be honest, mostly men, who have been commanded by the ghost of the Pigeon King to defend all statues while also distracting from real news. Other debates that they are currently engaging in are whether we'll be allowed to say anything anymore and whether it's racist to eat white bread now. Meanwhile, the for-profit prison colony on Mars has declared a ceasefire to celebrate how much more peaceful and relaxed their state of constant anarchic rebellion is compared with the Earth world right now. Prison warden Mike Golgorn and head of the currently ruling ground gang Garvia Slanch have made a joint statement saying that they will be working together for the next 6 weeks to schedule a more moderate and productive constant state of riot and rebellion, with union rules for both guards and rebels, as well as universal black market basic income for all prisoners. And you are a big investor in the for-profit prison colony on Mars, aren't you, Josh?
Oh, absolutely. I'm for profit anywhere. Prisons, Mars, that's just two places I can make profit. I call that a double whammy.
Well, that's all the time we have for the news stories that we don't have time for, because now it's time for your ads. Your ad section now, because we can tell you what you want and who you are. Hi, I'm Lou Schlary, and I'm here to bring you tips for saving money so you can spend it on my stuff. Personal training can be expensive, so here's a tip. Stand off to the side of an outdoor boot camp, pretending that you're not copying their workouts, while definitely copying their workouts. The trick is to be either one exercise ahead or one exercise behind, and anytime someone clocks you, pretend to be on the phone. That's a savings tip brought to you by Lou Schlary. Lou Schlary, don't shake my hand. You don't know which arse it's been up most recently. And if you've just ignored the directions on a packet of indoor fireworks, it's likely that you have a small fire on your hands or on your carpet. If you have a small fire on your carpet, in the order of a couple of embers and some significant stench, try putting out those embers with half a glass of water. Half a glass of water will quench a small amount of fire and won't ruin your carpet any more than it's already been ruined by the indoor fireworks. Indoor fireworks and half a glass of water. Look them up. Since Hugo Boss first made SS uniforms, fashion and Nazism have gone hand in hand. And nobody can deny that standards of Nazi fashion have slipped since the golden age of Nazis who looked stylish while also perpetuating incomprehensible evil on a sickening scale. It's hard to say you're letting that team now, but nowadays Nazis are looking shabby at best, clad in camo vests and trucker hats and not at all doing any favours to the idea that their genetic material is superior to anyone else. But speaking of superior material, we bring you Hess & Co.'s Hessian Nazi Sack, a Hessian sack to put over the top of the Nazi in your life. A Hess & Co. Hessian sack will turn the resentful ranting sociopath in your life into a very loud racist piece of rustic boho decor. Made of superior Hessian recycled from coffee bean sacks where they previously kept those fancy shit beans that the civets shit out, Hess & Co.'s Hessian Nazi sack is extremely expensive, smells a lot, isn't clothes, and will still reflect better on your local Nazi than their own expressed opinions. If you buy today, you'll get a free speech this Stanley ball gag. Hess & Co. Sign up today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
That's your ad section for today.
The Last Post.
Now it's time for your top story. Top story is brought to you by Josh Gondelman, US Libertarian News. Josh, you're a famous libertarian. What's happening in the world of libertarianism?
Thank you. Well, it's a big time for libertarians. The sky's the limit, as I always say, for us. And nobody else is allowed to go to the sky. But the thing about a libertarian is there's a lot of misunderstandings about libertarians. We want taxes to be low, and we want a small government. Specifically, I want a government so small I can pulverize it in my hand into a poisonous dust that I can sprinkle over poor neighborhoods. That's what I want from a government. We just want everyone to be able to sink or swim on their own merits according to rules that we invent as we go along. That's kind of where we stand as a political class. I guess the easiest way to describe American libertarianism is that we're hardcore conservative Republicans who sometimes like to smoke weed. That is, I think, the best. Just think about, like, most Republicans care a lot about, like, who you have sex with and what you put in your body. And libertarians don't care about other people at all. So that's kind of the state of things.
Yeah, well, I know that you were part of the conglomeration of libertarian billionaires who invested in the offshore trash island that is now Bob the Sentient Trash Island running for Democratic primaries.
Mm-hmm.
Currently the only candidate left in the race against Joe Biden. So that was a mistake with your AI nanobots. Do you feel invested in Bob the Sentient Trash Island's political career, or have you disassociated yourself from his fairly moderate views?
Look, I think any trash island should be able to participate in politics at whatever capacity they want. I think since Bob has become sentient, he's said a lot of things that I don't agree with. Bob wants a robust social safety net, partly, you know, to make sure people have social services, partly as a literal net to fish him out of the ocean so he can come onto land and govern the people. And I don't think we need to do either. It's not the place of the government to provide services for people. You know, Ronald Reagan said, right, there's that scary phrase, I'm from the government and I'm here to help. And what you have to remember about Ronald Reagan was he had Alzheimer's. So we just have to keep those things in mind. Alzheimer's is kind of a libertarianism of the mind, right? There's just no rules anymore.
That's all the time we have for your top story today, because now it's time for your letters to the editor. Your letters to the editor now, and remember, you can send a letter to the editor at thelastpost@somethingelse.com. Good morning, Alice and guest. Presumptuous of you to presume the time, but hello, that's you're the guest today, Josh.
I know, and the interesting thing is this is really on my home turf, because it's morning where I am and evening where you are. So really, it's good morning to guest. Hi, Alice.
Hi. I was wondering whether the Wiggles government in Italy had made any comment on the octopus people of New Zealand, particularly Wiggles member Henry the Octopus. Have they attempted to make contact, perhaps? Love the podcast and the amusing array of guests. Thanks, Mog. Okay, first of all, Josh, how do you feel about being called amusing? I always feel that's like weak tea as far as compliments go. It's like someone saying, I chuckled.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's the kind of compliment that you would like give a mouse eating a peanut with its front paws. Honestly, as a compliment, I prefer domineering or relentless or insurmountable.
Very much so. And I'm pretty sure that was in the government report when they tried to extract you from your lair beneath the volcano.
Yeah, they said he was relentless and insurmountable. The lasers scorched many of us and we could not surmount them. So we retreated back to the mainland.
To answer your question, Mog, I am not sure on the current diplomatic status of Italy vis-a-vis New Zealand. I do know that 8 out of 10 diplomatic envoys sent to New Zealand do not return, and the ones who do refuse to talk about what they've seen. So we are yet to hear more. Perhaps Henry the Octopus would make a good diplomatic envoy. Unfortunately, I am not a political advisor, so I have no role, but I will report the news as it comes to me. That's all the time we have for your letters. Remember, you too can send a really stupid letter to thelastpost@somethingelse.com. Thank you for listening to The Last Post today. We're here in your ears 366 days of this year, and we'll be back tomorrow with all the latest news in this dimension. Subscribe to get a new version of this podcast every day, and go into the feed to see all the old versions stretching back in time like a memorial to the way that time passes. Your guest today on the podcast was the brilliant Josh Gondelman. If you enjoyed him today, go back to episode 111 or episode 172. He's great on both of those. Josh, thank you for coming on. You were great today as ever. Have you got anything to plug?
Thank you. I'm going to once again plug my game show podcast, Make My Day, which is a game show where there's one contestant who always wins.
I've listened to your podcast and I enjoyed it immensely, so I can second that recommendation. The Last Post is a Something Else, Alice Fraser and Bugle Podcasts production. I am Alice Fraser. Find me online at @alliterative on Twitter and Instagram. That's @alliterative. Or commit to the full Alice Fraser experience by signing up on patreon.com/AliceFraser. The executive producer of this podcast is Christopher D. Skinner. His adoring and bedazzled subordinate producers are Harriet Wells and Ped Hunter, as they and we always say. Good luck to you, Christopher, and I'll talk to you again tomorrow.
Support comes from ServiceNow, the AI platform for business transformation. You've heard the hype around AI. The truth is, AI is only as powerful as the platform it's built into. ServiceNow is the platform that puts AI to work for people across your business, removing friction and frustration for your employees, supercharging productivity for your developers, providing intelligent tools for your service agents to make customers happier. All built into a single platform you can use right now. That's why the world works with ServiceNow. Visit servicenow.com/AI for people to learn more.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Welcome back to Two Judgy Girls. I'm Mary from the Bay.
And I'm Courtney from LA. TJG is the podcast where we spill all the tea on your favorite reality TV shows, celebrity gossip, and everything in between. We're here to bring you our unfiltered opinions, hilarious commentary, and plenty of laughs along the way.
We're two SDSU Delta Gamma sisters with a microphone and a whole lot of opinions. Each week, we dive headfirst into the wild world of reality television, from Bravo to all the trash TV you could want. We break down the drama, dissect the latest scandals, and share our thoughts on everything from the jaw-dropping moments to the embarrassing antics.
But that's not all. We're not here to just gossip. We're here to connect with you, the jurors, and share our love of all things pop culture. Whether we're dishing on the latest celebrity breakups, discussing our favorite guilty pleasure movies, or sharing embarrassing stories from our own lives, we promise to keep it real, keep it fun, and keep you coming back for more.
Come judge with us.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.